Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
The number of botnets and of computers controlled by them in China has fallen in recent years, though the country remains a top host for the networks of compromised computers, according to the government and independent researchers. Over 1.2 million computers in China were newly infected with software that enabled their control by a botnet last year, about one-third the figure for the previous year, according to a report published late last month by China's National Computer Network Emergency Response Technical Team. That followed an equally steep fall from 2006, when the team estimated there were 10 million new infections in China. Dell on Friday said it would consider testing Google's upcoming Chrome operating system, but didn't commit to offering the Linux-based OS in future products. Dell's absence was noticed in a list of PC makers that Google is working with to support the OS. The list included PC makers Hewlett-Packard, Acer, Lenovo, and ASUS Tech Computer. HP and Lenovo haven't yet committed to offering the product with future PCs. Chrome is a thin version of a Linux-based operating system that's designed for people who mostly rely on the web for computing. It's designed for devices like netbooks, which are low-cost computers designed to run basic computer applications like the web browser. Google's emerging Chrome operating system won't squeeze out Android, according to Andy Rubin, the company's vice president of mobile engineering platforms. Mobile operating systems have specialized jobs that other platforms don't, such as running network protocol stacks, carefully managing battery life, and handling handoffs among cell towers. Speaking at an event in San Francisco where Google and T-Mobile USA showed up the new MyTouch Android-based handset, Rubin said Google would use the Android marketplace as a carrot to prevent fragmentation of the OS. He also said Google Checkout is just the first of what should be a wide range of payment platforms for the marketplace. Hewlett-Packard is stepping up its efforts in the area of managed print services. The company plans to form a new group dedicated to this area and is also launching a program that it says will help guarantee savings for customers who sign up for the services. HP said it would help enterprises to consolidate their printing hardware and reduce the cost per page printed. Customers will be able to negotiate service contracts with HP, which will manage their hardware and software printing infrastructures. HP didn't say exactly when it would form the new unit, but said announcements will follow in the coming months. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.